Saturday morning at the crack of sunrise. Thank the man upstairs for letting me open my eyes. It's a whole new game for me, like T Lee. It's 9-7 now, and I'ma stay sucker free. Thinking about all my homeboys behind bars as I crease up my khakis and lace up my stars, and everything is straight. What? I'm in the full zone getting paper every day. It's all I'm tripping on, cause ain't nothing like a rag in California. I ate with the top back rolling on the hot sunny day. It's one note for show, and I'm clowning all the rookies with a pocket full of cookies and mashing to the backyard boogie.
Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on.
And we coming with that.
Yeah.
It's all about that. It's the backyard boogie. It's the backyard boogie. It's the backyard boogie. Now just throw your hands up high in the sky. Represent where you're from, cause it's west till I die. Put it down anywhere, take things for what they worth. Been a rider since birth, and the earth is my turf. So I bells in the party, everything is cool. It's niggas in the hood I ain't seen since high school. And everybody got stripes, cause we all pay dues. Rips, dime moves, and other clicks and crews. Just get they boogie on, hoochie bitches getting loose. It kinda remind me of the truce and nine deuce. I'm even kickback and I'm usually chicken honking. The blood shooting dice and the crypts is sea walking. Now the party is jumping and the crowd's getting bigger. Looked up and saw four hoes to every nigga. And it's off the hook, got you grinding and humping. Cause the backyard boogie be bumping.
Straight from Inglewood, and you know that it's all good. You can put that on your hood every day.
And we coming with that. And we coming with that. Yeah. Get your boogie on. Now it's out of control, and everywhere you look, ain't number real niggas. The busters got shook, and everybody left with the whole hustle of bang. And Daisy Dukes and Cactus who seem to be the thing. You choose or you lose, while you're conversating enough cock to go around. So ain't no player hating. I want homegirl over there in all red. Wow. Cause baby got backs like Mix-a-Lot said. Right. But I keep my composure, kick back like a pro. Cause a Mac 10 just refused to save a hoe, but it's a done deal. Locked up, throw away the key, cause she gon' lead a backyard boogie with me.
Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on.
Inglewood.
Get your boogie on.
Inglewood. And we coming with that. Yeah. Get your boogie on. It's all about that. Inglewood.
Get your boogie on.
Capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express you, I don't smoke weed or sex.
Bon oui, vous voyez qu'on a 40 minutes de retard, hein, c'est ce qui arrive, je suppose que c'était l'heure de pointe, là où nous devions nous sustenter. Si j'avais su à la limite, j'aurais attendu 21h pour aller chercher ma commande. Bref, West Coast Sound, on vient d'écouter Mac 10 avec le morceau Backyard Boogie, enfin une partie du morceau je suppose, c'est sur la compile California Love de DJ Cream. Et on poursuit avec quoi? On poursuit avec Sablon Funk sur la compil Secret Défense T-Zone Records. Ça vient de Metz.
We'll be right back. How many children you got, Eric?
Five.
You have five children?
Yeah.
Seriously? You have five kids?
Uh-huh.
And no, you and your wife are, where do you live now?
Yeah, where's your wife?
I'm not married.
You're not married? What the hell is going on, Eric? Now, seriously, what is going on with that? How come so many of the brothers out there are impregnating these women?
I'm just not the brothers doing it. Everybody doing it.
Everyone's doing
white,
that?
Black,
really?
Whatever, you know.
No, and the black
you have five children and never been...
It's not just a black thing.
All the same woman or different women?
Different women.
Different women.
Do you
and how often do you see your kids?
All the time.
Do you pay for them?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
take
something.
It easy, Chief Gates.
That's something.
You're with NWAP, niggas with active penis. I'll tell you that. You are completely out of control. You really are.
I'm just letting you know it works, and I'm not, you know, homosexual or nothing like
right,
that.
Right, so you keep, you know? Do you wear condoms when you have sex?
No, apparently not.
You don't have condoms?
No.
You never wear a condom?
No. You know, you heard about AIDS?
Yeah, but the people that I mess with don't.
They're clean.
Yeah, they're
how
clean.
Do you know?
You smell them before you have sex with them.
I would have had it myself if they would have had it, right?
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's a good way.
Jump around
Chief
and,
Gates,
know,
are we doomed as a society?
I guess so.
Chief Gates, you would like to say something? Are we doomed as a society?
What do you do now?
What are we going to do with Eric here? Eric's got five
at
kids.
At least he's got some money.
Yeah. You know, what do? You pay child support?
Nah.
Oh, you don't?
Nah.
You don't pay child support?
Nah.
No? Are you serious, Eric?
I thought you said you paid for them.
I pay for the kids.
Oh, so you pay child support?
Well,
I mean, I take care of them.
Oh, I mean, you take care
of them. But there's no legal thing going on.
Once in a while, you throw them a couple of bucks.
Sometimes you forget.
Nah.
You're pretty steady, huh?
Oh, man, Eric. You're 20 years old. You already have five kids. And when did you first have your first kid? How old were you?
Probably was I was like 14 or something.
14 years old.
He's got kids older than yours.
I know. He's got older kids than me, Chief Gates.
Incredible.
Incredible. Chief Gates is all upset now. You guys were hitting it off. He was actually liking you.
Oh, I had more kids than...
You better cuff him, Chief Gates. cuff him around the genitals. Tell you right now. You got to put this guy out of pasture.
Oh, man.
So you have these... Any white women?
Huh?
Did you get any white women pregnant?
I would say Jewish.
You got Jewish?
Sacré Eazy-E, donc, qui était interviewé, je crois que c'est par Howard Stern, il me semble, ou quelqu'un de ce goût-là. Et donc, ils sont en train de parler des différents enfants que Mr. Eric Eazy-E Wright avait avec plusieurs femmes. Voilà, donc le monsieur essayait de lui mettre, pas lui mettre la pression, mais de lui dire comment ça se fait, assez noir, etc. Il lui dit, ben, c'est pas une question de noir, hein, tout le monde fait ça. Voilà, bref. Sacré Eazy, de toute façon ici on aime bien, enfin ici, ma Goldbrain aime bien Eazy, je préfère le côté de Eazy au côté de Dr. Dre qui pareil s'amusait bien aussi, enfin il s'amusait quasiment tout bien aussi. Si vous voyez le film Straight Outta Compton, même Ice Cube à une époque avant de rencontrer sa copine qui est maintenant sa femme, lui après il s'est apparemment vraiment calmé. Mais passons. On va écouter justement un morceau de Eazy E avec Bone Thugs and Harmony, For the Love of Money.
For the love of money, gotta make that money, man.
Money, baby, still the same now.
Gotta make that money, man.
That money, baby, still the same now.
Gotta make that money, man.
That money, baby, still the same now.
Gotta make that money, man.
That money, baby,
gotta get on the grind. Pop the clip of my nine, live it, you can slip it, the chocolate, fall in the night time, gotta get mine, ain't taking the shots of the loss inside for the funk, call up my nigga, send at home, polish it, the back 10 chrome, gotta think we can hit, so bring your shit, cause once again, it's home, to the dome with a flip of bird, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out, to pick up the 666 thug, and plot out the murder for robbing the dope house, smoke up by the Maybach, so high, not coming to slay with four grenades, and a gauge I'ma play with, till I'm fall in the grave, and light, filling in me dry late, which part of the place ain't quickly rolled up, bulldozed to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Buck, buck, and a kaboom, it blew all them bodies all over the room. Them doom, ain't gotta move fast, why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, yummy, so nigga don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quick and not quite, cause flesh be loving is money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them cyclic dusters, making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheese for the green leaves, never catch me sleep. Steady on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99, giving up that yeah. Yo, making me say yo, throwing these nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust, I'm trailing, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it. And the night quiet, mission to check a meal and still be real. Thugging on the clock, like creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another plot and scheme. Gotta make some great consult. Just nut up, what up? Gotta get that.
that business on, even though the Buddha run this done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Gotta make that money, man.
That money, man, it's still the same now.
Gotta make that money, man.
That money, man, it's still the same now.
Motherfucking cops. So I dash, I ducks, and I hide behind a tree, making sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my drawers, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfucker. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck, it's my game. Easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stacks my grip. I got to have it, bitch,
make money, man.
For the love of this shit, motherfucker.
Every time, follow me down the 99, and you will find all of me kind. Check out the rips, the nails drop down, running my bat in me hood, ribs. Straight when I'm making me grip, with a me click, rolling with bro flips. The thug I be, me, put him in mud, buckle me pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch, you better respect rip. Or you best just check this slug, it's going down. Scully pumping three rounds, gonna win him a gang, bang. Gotta make that money, man, it's still the same. Instead of running things wild, and follow me now. I take you up into a barrel of a gun. See, for the dub, you're done for the butt. I run
nigga, down for my thing. Up in the stud game. So peepers me creeping, me crawling. Off on a mission the back in the days when niggas was belling with solos and wanted to get paid. But into my cell, little nigga rip. Step up on the mission for money. You give up the cash, so that was your ways. Cause me and my nigga was hungry. Every trip you stumbling. You might just catch one to the tempo. And I'm bone raw dogging. Some niggas just make this shit simple and run. To catch one nigga, me filling with bullets and dump them in rivers with men. Remember me killer now. My money me dig ya. 6 feet in the ditch and get with ya. Cause bitch you was slipping, I'll get you and rip ya. Then fuck ya down. Still rubbing the steel, they making a killer. Nigga drug dealing, needing a million. Nuzzling drugs with the thugs be chilling. For the money these niggas be selling. Off in the cut where you find a nigga thugging. Off in the brakes and skulls. And when I'm sticking with...
For the love of money or for the love of knowledge, on va écouter une interview de Monsieur Paris, Monsieur Gary Lafang, de Black Panther of Hip Hop.
Let's do this.
Folks back home know what time it is.
Let's do this. Let's talk about your record label.
All right.
You have your own record label, right, and you have groups that are on your record label.
Right.
Is it one universal vibe that comes along with that, or is it that?
I mean, everybody got their own agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, as long as it's not too positive or too negative, it can be too positive. As long as it ain't too negative, you know what I'm saying? I'm fooling with it. As long as it's well-rounded. Well-rounded, you got the Conscious Daughters, mm-hmm. You know? They're pretty far removed from what I'm talking about, you know? But I let them ladies do what they gotta do.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And they're damn good at it. They on their second record is gonna be out next year. Like I said, I got C-Funk coming on, you know, with the straight funk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he ain't necessarily as serious as how I'm coming, but he coming with the funk. I got 4 Deep, they coming, they singing and doing hip-hop tight. The old school, those are the background vocalists on Gorilla Funk. They straight coming with the bomb, old vibe.
So what is it that you want people to feel when they say this is Paris's project, this is his record label? What do you want the folks to feel? Is there a certain vibe you want to portray, or is it just...
It's just real people, real down-to-earth people that's positive, that's doing something positive, that's doing something that people can enjoy and get with. That's all. You know, it ain't no hype, it ain't no, you know, fake glamour, it ain't no egos jumping off. It's just straight love and reality.
Right.
You know, and that's how I'm coming. Scarface Records is the name of my label. It don't have nothing to do with Scarface the rapper. It don't have nothing to do with Rap-A-Lot, nothing like that. It's my own thing. I'm based in Oakland. Paris is the artist. It ain't PMD. It ain't Paris. You know, because I've been getting a lot of that on the road. Because you get on the road like almost at the same time.
Well, we thought you that up, bro.
Exactly.
You look a whole lot different.
That's it.
Well, it's all good, baby. I'm glad you got your thing going on. I miss you. I wish you much love and much success with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Because it's good to see somebody who wants to do something positive and come with the real, yo.
That's it. I mean, ain't nothing gonna change. As long as I'm around, you know that you're gonna have a certain outlet, a certain alternative that's positive to everything that's out that's not positive.
Boom, there it is. There it is. Rap City, Paris, my man Kevin in the house, Joe Claire, y'all be cool.
Faudra qu'on se fasse une petite session Political Gangster Rap avec Paris, Cam, Dead Prez, etc., etc. Mais bon, écoutons maintenant Doing on the Coast, Folsom, Long Beach People, et avec justement Cam en featuring.
Yeah, yeah. Folsom right back at you. East side. With your homeboy from Watts, Cam. Yeah. Glaze laced it. Eminem. Do the damn thing.
We hitting spots in the ride where it's cracking at. Gang of hoes in home, so it's action packed. Bomb weed, palm trees in the clear blue skies. Where homies do dirt and smash G-Rods. Got the t-shirt, Dickies and a slingshot on. Spot the popos ahead, ain't no thing, we gone. We pull up, gang of drinks, so it's a must to slide. Throw a park, hit the switch, dump the rod on its side. I step my game up like a playoff team. Now, sit and watch what the payoff brings. Money and females, both at my disposal. On the move quite frequent and indecent proposal. Stand bent off the hen dog bottle. Feeling the effects, swallow after swallow. I stay twisted and nearly gone. But I'll be sipping on this drink, someone carry me home.
Doing it on the coast. Doing it on the most.
Long Beach.
West Coast, East Side.
LA.
West Coast, East Side. Doing it on the coast. Doing it on the most.
Compton.
West Coast, East Side.
We in that sunny, sunny state where these G's pop collars. Flossing in the streets and we bouncing in the piles. If it ain't top dollar, don't bother. We stepped into the Century Club, we making these skirts straight and holler. We're reputable status of a G, so we lifted. Remy in my cup, khaki suit with the biscuits. So look what the wind blew in. It's Bossolini dub and my game's back in. The definition of a rider, well that's my soul intent. But we stay on bit and the rest is evident. So peep the manuscript of the self-made pen. Extravagant effect with the gangster limp. Equipped with the tactics to handle my foes. In a city full of lolos and ninja blows. So get with the program, cause we riders. Long Beach to Watts, homies the east side.
Doing it from the coast. Doing it from the most.
Long Beach.
West Coast, east side.
LA.
West Coast, east side. Doing it from the coast. Doing it from the most.
Compton.
Chucks, bangers, slangers, ballers, clucks, low riders, flagging, sagging, hats, one time, prime, dimes, rats, ball heads, braids, fades, herms, graffiti, beaties, weeds, sherms, hustlers, jackets, gangsters, sharks, busters, crackers, cowards, mars, can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark, keep my hand on my heat when I'm out here in the street, I can give a fuck about law, break their glass ass jaw, never hit a skin raw, riding up Crenshaw, don't test me. Cause I'm sharp as a knife.
Say what?
I'm trying not to take your life.
Doing it on the coast.
Yeah.
Doing it on the most.
Long Beach.
West Coast, East Side.
LA.
West Coast, East Side. Doing it on the coast.
What?
Doing it on the most.
Compton.
West Coast, East Side.
Linwood.
West Coast, East Side. Doing it on the coast.
MTV has refused to show NWA's latest video.
People say we're promoting gang violence. We're not promoting gang violence at all. It's like we're just telling it like it is. We're reporters.
We're not doing nothing but making records that's real. And when it gets real, you know, it's like the truth hurts.
Because the truth is so bitter.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
It's protesting the way the LAPD handled the gang sweeps a while back. They picked black kids at random. You know, if you was in a certain age bracket and you looked a certain way
on the street,
you know, you went to jail just so they can get that, you know, so they can keep their statistics, whatever, so they can keep them up. Actually, they only probably arrested 60 real gang members.
No gang members are stupid. If they hear about a gang sweep on the news, they're not coming outside.
And they were getting
stupid.
They were getting the kids. They were getting innocent kids.
Dixie Ring controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it's
start static.
We're like reporters. We just tell exactly how it is. And people don't like us because we don't take a stand. We're not on the good side of violence and not on the bad side of violence. We're in the middle. See, we look at it through our own eyes and sometimes through gang members' eyes and, you know, through different people. And we take it in the first person and, you know, it's real and it's real crazy. So anybody with any kind of sense, without us telling them that's not the thing to do, would look at that and say, I don't even want to get involved. We don't glorify. We're not pro gang.
The only thing you can get out of gang banging is maybe going to jail or dead. One of the two. That's where it's going to end up.
We don't glorify, but it's so real. It's a thing to talk about. It's a thing that we have to talk about.
A bad rap, say the rappers.
On MTV, they play heavy metal music. They show people worshiping the devil and all this. But when we bring out a video telling the truth how it is on the street to show everybody, so they can be aware of this. They don't want to play it. They say we promoting violence, promoting drugs. But I disagree with that.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, yo, this is how it is. You could die doing this. You could die doing that. If you want to do it like this and go get killed or go to jail, that's on you.
The rappers themselves are straight out of Compton. MC Ren, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E. On the album cover, that's Eazy pointing the gun at the camera.
I done been through the drug thing and the gang banging thing and a little bit of everything.
Running from bullets.
Bullets, watching people get killed, standing next to people that got shot.
Y'all don't really care, that's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them, but I'm smart, lay low.
It's reality, tell exactly what's going on. You know, we call ourselves reporters. We're not on the good side of violence and not on the bad side, we're right in between.
But many in law enforcement fear that NWA's rap entices youngsters into crime by glamorizing street gangs and making police out to be the bad guys.
A lot of people think because you wear baseball cap and you wear khakis and sneakers, you're going out to rob somebody. Are you going out to sell dope?
You have a page and you got to be a drug dealer.
Are you going by to make a drive-by shooting?
We're dealing with the stereotypes, okay? The stereotypes is all young blacks that dress a certain way are gangbangers. That's what we're dealing with, and it's unjust.
I hear people talking about pulling out AKs, talking about little girl being shot, but I don't care because I'm not a fool.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't sound like an innocent guy.
You ever got shot before? I got shot before on my leg, right, just for hanging out at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, it all boils down to anybody can get shot. Anything can happen to anybody, and we're just letting everybody know this is how it is.
Obviously, somebody is listening. In just 6 weeks, Straight Outta Compton has gone gold, selling more than 500,000 copies.
Donc, interview de Eazy-E, MC Ren, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, alors DJ Yann n'était pas là, avec le fameux débat sur la poule et l'œuf, on va dire. C'est-à-dire, est-ce que le fait de parler de gang, de drogue, de drive-by shooting, fait qu'on glorifie justement le côté criminel des choses? Ou est-ce qu'on ne fait que rapporter ce qui se passe? Mais après, si on rapporte ce qui se passe, la question c'est qu'est-ce qu'on fait par rapport à ça? Est-ce qu'on glorifie? Est-ce qu'on essaye de résoudre le problème? Je me souviens sur le blog de David D, il y a quelques années, il disait justement qu'il avait interviewé NWO au tout début et qu'à un moment ils hésitaient. Alors David D, il est sur la Bay Area, on va écouter Too Short tout à l'heure. Et il disait au début, on passait à NWA, puis après on se demandait est-ce qu'on doit diffuser ce genre de groupe ou pas. Et Chuck D, par exemple, disait à l'époque aussi. Diffuser NWA, pourquoi pas, à condition de diffuser d'autres choses, diffuser du gangsta rap, pourquoi pas, mais à condition de diffuser aussi du rap plus poétisé, plus conscient. Mais là n'est pas le sujet, nous sommes juste en train de terminer en tout cas pour février le Black History Month, mais ne vous inquiétez pas, on continuera en mars. Donc sur le gangsta rap et le gangsta funk, notamment californien, mais aussi plutôt dans le sud. Comme je disais, on va écouter Monsieur Too Short avec le morceau Cocktail et ensuite ce sera les news si le générique veut bien démarrer. N'est-ce pas la platine 1 ?
These are the tales, the freaky tales. girls that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell. The short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. H-E-A-D. All you washed up hoes trying to throw that pee. You just a big freak, you better not complain. When you hear these cocktails and you hear your name, if you a fake bitch, ain't no thing. I pick up the phone and call Deneen. If I call Marie, I know for a fact I get sucked in my drop top Cadillac. I met this freak, name Naomi. Straight dick sucker worked me and my homie. She had a girlfriend, her name was Vicky. I pulled her to the side and let her suck my dick. She was fine as fuck, but can't fuck with Tina. Tina, Tina, the sperm cleaner. I took her to my house and I told her strip. Baby got freaky, start doing the splits. I said, bitch, do what you want, cause a true blue Mac won't even front. I fucked her with my finger, she tried to come. Pussy so tight and wouldn't give me none. I'm served too short, couldn't be no punk. I'm trying to get funky cause I love the funk. My dick is big and her nigga had a little one. I didn't fuck her freaky ass, but it was still fun. I know you stop and wonder just what it is. It's the California lifestyle that I live. See, I'm from the crew, dangerous bitch, telling everybody about this freaky shit. I know this bitch, name Annette. You get her all alone and she'll suck your dick. Hella freaky, won't say no for shit. You and her all alone, nigga, that's your bitch. I know another freak, her name's Joanne. I always get the pussy cause I know I can. Finest bitch around, ain't got no man. Every time she cross my mind, I go fuck her again. She's like another freak, named Christina. Bitch so dumb, I named her misdemeanor. Cause it had to be a crime to be that dumb. I took her to my house and she let me come in her mouth. You know I did all that shit. She got my number, if she beat me, I'ma call that bitch. And go digging them guts like a gardener. If she starts screaming, I'ma fuck the bitch harder. Cause these are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell. The short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. I meet the groupies, hookers like Kathy. Fucking MCs cause she's so nasty. See her backstage trying to throw that ass. She just like the freak and she had to pass me that pussy. You can't stop the bitch. Let her roll on Vogue's in the drop for rich. My name is short, my game is long. I freak these hoes and sing these songs. I know a bitch named Stephanie. Do anything she can to have sex with me. She really don't bring out the best in me. But I love her fine ass laying next to me. She's like another freak named Nicole. So damn sprung on my diamonds and gold. I took her to my house, she gave me the panties. I fucked her so good she told her friend named Angie. Angie called me up about 2 weeks later, talking some shit about do me player. So I did her, just like Tamara, taking naked pictures with my Polaroid camera. Next they told a bitch named Raquel, got my skin all under her fingernails. She was digging in my back while I grind and shit. That was way back, now I can't find the bitch. But if I do, I probably do the same again. Break the bitch for everything cause I came to pimp. I'm too short, baby, I don't stop macking. I grab the microphone and I don't stop rapping. You can bet your life, as I spit these raps, I'll be fucking them up like that. Bitch, I know a bitch, her name is Sherry. I had to cut her loose cause she wanted to get married. Pussy so good and I do mean very. Sometimes it's shaved, sometimes it's hairy. I'm short dog, ain't nothing nice. Yeah, but make me mad and I'll fuck your wife. Have fun with your bitch, have her sprung on my dick. I guess I'll pull it out and just come on your bitch. Like my other little trap named Erica. Anywhere I wanna fuck, that's where I fuck. Cause she's the freakiest bitch in America. And every time I get the pussy, I just tear it up. Cause these are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell. Cause short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. Bitch! And it don't stop to the beat.
Thank you.
Homie Too Short. These are the tales, the cock, the freaky tales. Bon, on va écouter, il va être temps de faire les news maintenant, hein. on va arrêter de jouer au faux américain, même si on a l'habitude ici. On se dépêche. Un nouvel album de Merciless sur le label Xenocorp. Il est intitulé The Mother of All Plagues. Ça sortira le 7 juillet 2020. Sur le même label, on a la sortie du prochain album de Putrid Offal, le 22 mai, intitulé Sicknesses Obsessions. Et on a un groupe belge qui s'appelle Pestifer, dont le nouvel album s'appelle Expanding Oblivion. Et ça sortira d'ici juin. Siri Tungol publie en avant-première le morceau Legions Arise, extrait de leur album Forever Black. C'est l'album du retour de Siri Tungol, qui sortira le 24 avril prochain chez Metal Blade Records. José Mojica Marins, alors je sais pas si on dit ça comme ça, puisque c'est un réalisateur brésilien et pas forcément argentin, péruvien, etc. Donc, enfin bref, José Mojica Marins, hein, je vais faire ça à la française. Réalisateur brésilien lié au cinéma de genre, n'est-ce pas? Un de ses personnages, c'est un certain Coffin Joe. Il nous a quittés, il avait 84 ans et ses films sont disponibles notamment à Something Weird Videos. Alors que ça tape à la porte, mais je ne peux pas tout faire. Artus Film sort Emmanuel et les derniers cannibales de Joey D'Amato bientôt, c'est en précommande déjà. Réédition de Cherry Red Records pour avril, Gilgamesh. Alors, c'est pas le groupe de death metal mexicain, mais un groupe de rock progressif anglais, l'école de Canterbury. Donc, c'est un album qui était sorti en 1975. Un trio vocal féminin produit par Lynn Scratch Perry en 78 qui s'appelle. L'album s'appelle The Full Experience. Il y a aussi un box set du groupe The Exploited, intitulé 1980-1983, donc 1980-1983. Donc 4 CD, les 3 premiers albums, plus une compilation de singles. Il y a des rééditions d'albums de la chanteuse anglaise Cilla Black, qui faisait de la Blue Eyed Soul, pour résumer. Et on a un box set 3 CD de Donald Byrd. On vient d'écouter Doing It on the Coast de Fossum avec quand même bien, c'est un sample de Donald Byrd, enfin des Blackbirds exactement. Bref, un box set 3 CD de Donald Byrd intitulé Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds, The Jazz Funk Collection, entre autres choses. Le 21 mars, Luigi Cozzi, réalisateur du film de science-fiction Star Crush qui avait été diffusé notamment au cœur de tour il y a quelques années avec Carolyn Monroe, sera en dédicace à Metaluna Store. Nouveau Ugly Things en préparation avec au sommaire Don Konka, ancien batteur de Love, Johnny Blitz, guitariste des Dead Boys, Skip Pence, Raspberries, alors les deux je ne connais pas plus que ça, mais bon voilà. Et le retour de Kazé avec le groupe House Gang, sorti d'un album ou d'un EP intitulé Gangrène, et on peut écouter le morceau Chuck Berry et le clip qui l'accompagne. Voilà pour les news. On écoute maintenant quelque chose qui vient de Sarcelles, 95200, leur département. Enfin, en tout cas le morceau, l'intro, vous reconnaîtrez.
La cité des Muguets a vécu cette nuit au rythme des émeutes. Jusqu'au milieu de la nuit, une centaine de jeunes a littéralement assiégé le commissariat de police qui se trouve au milieu de la cité. Les batailles rangées ont fait 14 blessés du côté des forces de l'ordre. 33 émeutiers ont été arrêtés. Les casseurs ont fini par saccager une partie du centre commercial ainsi que quelques bâtiments avant de se disperser à 4 heures ce matin. Ces émeutes font suite à la bavure d'un des inspecteurs du commissariat des Muguets. Il y a 2 jours, il avait sévèrement blessé un jeune de la cité pendant une garde à vue. L'inspecteur a été démis de ses fonctions, mais Abdel Isha est toujours en observation à l'hôpital Saint-Georges, où son état est jugé grave.
Pourquoi les innocents sont-ils punis ?
Sierra, Tango, Oscar, Mike, Yankee. Comme le prédateur, je ne sors que la nuit.
Cette fois encore, la police est l'ennemi. Je souhaite la meute, personne ne piote. ça sent l'émeute, ça commence. La foule crie vengeance par tous les moyens nécessaires. Réparer l'offense, la ville est quadrillée. Les rues sont barrées, les magasins pillés, les lascars chirés. Moi j'ai toutes les caractéristiques du mauvais ethnique. Antipathique, sadique, allergique aux flics. Même dans la foule, je porte la cagoule. Les plus jeunes m'écoutent dans l'école de la rue. Je suis leur prof, premier cours. Lancer le cocktail Molotov, sans faire de propagande. Abdoulaye nous demande la plus belle des offrandes. Le message est passé. Je dois sacrifier un poulet.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Dans cette masse qui s'agite, je vis et ça m'excite. Tout crame autour de moi, les pompiers ne viennent pas. Même par la fenêtre, les gamins veulent en être. En maître, au CRS chaud qui se lance à l'assaut. Matraque à la main, dans les quarts du vin. Des fourgons blindés, des flics surarmés. Mon putain de quartier, on s'en va au territoire occupé. J'engraine, j'engraine à la mauvaise conduite. Certains ne m'écoutent pas et tentent la fuite. Pfff, y'en a qui voltige. Boum, les gars veulent le prestige. Comme le font les médias, le peuple tu mets pas. Le monde est à moi, je suis dans les Montana.
Même le temps est mystique.
J'ai dans moi tous les flics, ce soir j'ai pas de fusil. Ce soir j'ai pas de fusil. Et monsieur Stock m'y laisse la place à Bugsy. Avant de laisser faire mes pulsions meurtrières, j'adresse au Tout-Puissant mes dernières prières.
Mais demande à Dieu de rester vivant.
Et j'appelle le diable pour faire couler le sang.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie. Est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix. Est-ce que tu le sais?
3 heures du mat, partout ça calte. Les civils s'éclatent. Qui est David?
Qui est Goliath?
Des journalistes à terre, des caméras par terre. Sur la vie de ma mère, la guérilla dégénère.
Sirène, fumigène,
ça sent le souffle. Plus d'oxygène, le sang dans le bouffe. La foule se disperse, personne ne veut partir.
Ils veulent me paralyser, ils ne veulent pas mourir.
Trop tôt pour festoyer, trop tard pour reculer. Ce soir la lune est pleine, ce soir je suis en veine. Et tous les groupes j'assène, font mal à l'indigène. Et déjà la même scène, de Fleury à Oni, pour merci et FN. Ce soir j'ai la santé, ouais.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie, est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix, est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que Babylone paie, est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Pas de paix sans que le poulet repose en paix, est-ce que tu le sais?
Sacrifions le poulet.
Ainsi soit-il.
C'est lui. On reste en France, on reste même du côté de la capitale, avec Tout Simplement Noir sur leur second album de la capitale.
La plus belle des bananes, c'est une visite guidée.
Pas la tour Eiffel, mais tous les putains de quartiers.
Tes poches vont être filées, ta carte bleue, on va te la débiter. Well, timiné, aux cheveux gominés. Cache bien ton cash, tu veux pas te faire suriner. Car ta bande est cospo, jouer les costauds. Si tu résistes trop, tu finiras à l'hosto. Agression, vol, cambriolage, les bracos sont les ambitions, beaucoup de jeunes qui veulent toucher le banco. De place d'Italie à Best Bar, y'a ta beubar. Quelques scalous, ça suffit plus maintenant, faut des bars. Dans tous les bars mal fréquentés s'organisent les pires coups. Et bien souvent tout cela se termine sous les écrous.
Ouh,
mais dis-moi où ça se passe.
Ça se passe à Paname, dans les bas-fonds de la capitale.
Paname est bien la ville de plus d'un million parigots. Paname est bien la ville de plus d'un million parigots.
On est Alka, on est Al.
Paname est bien la ville de plus d'un million parigots. Paname est bien la ville de plus d'un million parigots.
Tard dans la nuit noire, les négro parigots sont tout part. Ce soir, s'il y a la meurtre,
sont dans la dupart, tous les villes c'est son tricard. Fausse basket, veste en jean, tête de bof nourrie au Ricard.
Dans les voitures banalisées,
en train de tout analyser. Si t'es bronzé, frisé, sois sûr qu'ils vont venir te les briser. Van de v'là les decks, mec, plante ton pète. À moins que tu préfères qu'ils passent ta fête dans leur estafette. Tu ne seras pas trop ménu, le dernier pour passer le temps, ils arrêtent. T'as des chances d'y rester si tu gasses trop et tu leur tiens tête. Pour être ce vie, pour la faire, auteur inspecte. À chaque fois que t'arrives à leur mettre, mec, chapeau, on te respecte.
Dans les rues de Paname,
tout tourne vite au drame. Depuis le plan Vichy pirate dur d'éviter les gendarmes. Même s'il fait qu'on soit ici, au seul ça leur fait mal. On s'en tira toujours chez nous, dans la putain de capitale.
Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots. Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots.
On est Alka, on est Al.
Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots. Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots.
C'est tous les refrains en son prix. Tenez bon, ouais, bon à tous ceux qui se sont fait serrer, incarcérer.
J'aimerais pas mourir.
Ouais, à tous ceux qui ont marre de manger les miettes. À tous ceux qui attendent pas leur putain de retraite pour pouvoir vivre libre. C'est écrit, les premiers seront les derniers. Et les derniers seront les premiers.
Ça si je la casse, dis à tous les bandits qui font du SNES. Du dimanche au lundi, assis dans la Tessie, en prennent pis grave. Les grands axes passent, personne n'a rodard, c'est pas les Yankees affluent, c'est pas du superflu. Tu veux faire des affaires,
top là,
marché conclu. S'il y a de la roca dans l'air, faut savoir anticiper. Règlement compte, quand faut se taper, faut se taper. Quitte à y laisser sa peau, la tête éclatée dans le caniveau. Seul macadam, faut montrer ce que tu vaux. On n'est pas dans le Bronx ni à Compton. Mais quand ça se part à l'ouest, on dirait bien que c'est tout comme. Ça tire de tous les décos, Dieu merci, beaucoup ne savent pas viser. Beaucoup de bubbles, mais suffisamment de quoi traumatiser. Paris d'aujourd'hui n'est plus celui d'hier, tout le monde à la dalle. Les crèves sont vénères dans la capitale.
Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots. Paname est bien la ville des putains de négros parigots.
On est Alka.
Alors une pensée pour Lionel D qui nous aurait quitté, faudrait que je vérifie ça. Apparemment Dynasty essaye de faire rapatrier son corps. Alors faudrait que j'investigue un peu plus sur le sujet puisque ça vient de tomber. On poursuit avec Élément Dangereux, monsieur Émilien Jean-Michel alias EJM qui revient aussi. Enfin il y a des documentaires qui devraient sortir. Voilà, élément dangereux sur la convention Rapatitude.
Dangereux, élément dit dangereux, inventif, créatif, très ingénieux, cependant nerveux, si tu es inactif. Tu peux faire son jeu, quel que soit le lieu. Actif, jamais passif, ça n'a rien de curieux. Pour un homme dit dangereux, mécanisme magnétique, ton cerveau prend feu. Tout dépend ce qu'il veut, faire de toi sa victime, ou peut-être mieux. Délirer un peu, irrésistible penchant, d'un maniaque heureux. D'être fou furieux, univers déplorable, rien n'est sérieux. Cet homme est dangereux.
Il arrive.
Dangereux, oui dangereux. excessivement soucieux. Pas de nouvelles, bonnes nouvelles, talent coléreux, tout au moins grincheux, soupide, soupide, débile, cependant dangereux. Il faut peut-être mieux prévenir que guérir, et tant pis pour ceux qui se prennent pour des dieux. Il en fera son affaire, on ne vit que pour eux. La mort c'est l'enjeu, soit tu gagnes, soit tu perds, alors tu prends feu. Tout se brise en deux, vivace, tenace, rapace, obtient ce qu'il veut, car il est dangereux. Dangereux, oui dangereux. Plus rien à perdre, il ne veut pas mourir bien malade ou en potant planté sur un épieu. Destin tragique pour cet homme ambitieux, la vie lui fait faux bon, la mort lui ouvre les yeux. Tout va trop vite, affolé, ses curieux comportements, insta paniqué et nerveux. Le temps s'enfuit fatal pour ceux qui comme lui pensaient être heureux. C'est vraiment odieux. Donc, joue pas les dangereux. 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 Ou dangereux.